This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There is an enormous garbage pile sitting in the middle of our ocean. Recently, a new endeavor launched from the Great Ocean Cleanup. It's first trial, System 1. And joining us on the line right now is Loren. How are you doing, Loren?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, you're the oceanographer, one of the chief scientists involved in this. Can you break down for us the size and the magnitude of the plastic garbage patch that's sitting in the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
Sure, yeah. So we're talking about the North Pacific. We went to do a few reconnaissance missions, and we estimate that there's about 80,000 tons of plastic floating out there on an area that is about 1.6 million square kilometers. And that represents a lot of pieces of plastic. It's about 1.8 trillion of pieces of plastic that are basically dispersed all over the ocean in the middle of the North Pacific.
Incredible. Now, this entire movement, the ocean cleanup, was started by a young man named Boyan Slat, who came up with a concept for how to actually clean this up. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, no, that's correct. So basically, Boyan imagined about 6 years ago a device that would basically use the surface currents to collect and gather plastic from the ocean, and then things would be basically removed afterward. And from there, there's been a lot of iterations and scale models and numerical models, I think 270 different scale models, to end up with a system that was launched a few weeks ago, System 1, that is basically a smaller version of what you imagine. And the idea is to basically gather plastics from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, so then it's easier for us to pick up later.
Now, the incredible thing is that as you were launching this system and testing it, there was kind of a moment where it was like, is this a no-go or a go moment? And that only happened just very recently. What was the result of that as you were sitting down there testing the brand new system?
Yeah, I mean, the point was basically to go out there in international water. We launched from California, and the idea was to deploy the system as it would be in the middle of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And we were trying basically the hydrodynamics and the resistance at sea for that system. And that was about 2 weeks period of tests that we call the Pacific Trials. And the engineer decided to go to give the go a few days ago. And so the system is back into his tow configurations. And the crew is currently sailing toward the middle of the North Pacific.
Now, when this is set up over the North Pacific gyre, how much garbage is this system estimated to collect?
So we're hoping basically for a system as System 1 to collect about a ton of plastic, or to gather a ton of plastic per week. And the planning at the moment is, if we were to release about 60 of those systems, we'd like to try to remove half of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch within 5 years.
That's incredible. You've now got half the garbage patch. What do you do with it? It's on boats, I'm guessing. It's going somewhere.
Yeah, so the idea is, at the moment, we are working with different companies and recyclers, and trying to see how we can bring value to that plastic. So trying to work towards a certification that it's 100% ocean harvested plastic. And so trying to make better products out of it, and hopefully support some of our operations with the income made from those objects.
One of the things I think is really fascinating about this, you've got Boyan, who's Scandinavian. Yourself, you sound French. You're based out of California. You've worked out of New Zealand. I mean, this sounds like a united global offensive on this plastic gyre.
Yeah, I mean, for this organization, it's very international. Definitely, there's people working all over the place. You say that sounds very French. I am French. I am based in New Zealand most of the time. There are people based in China, based in Brazil, based in Europe, in the U.S. So, yeah, it's a very eclectic team, and, young and old and whatnot. So it's very interesting to work in this environment, definitely.
What was the moment like in the room when you were given the go-ahead?
Well, I actually was not in the room when they were giving the go ahead, because I was doing other things. Like my focus is on research and plastic pollution research, but the go ahead was really given by the engineers and the operational team. But I did hear about it right after, basically telling us that we were going, and everyone was obviously very excited. I mean, it's been very exciting over the last few weeks. Like everything is every morning we've got reports from the guys at sea, and it's very exciting. Basically, like this is something very new that we're doing, and so yeah, very eager to see like what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Well, okay, so as an oceanographer, give us a frame of reference for the impact that a garbage patch of plastic that size in the middle of the ocean has on marine life.
Well, I think, I mean, you know, a garbage patch like this, there is, first, there is like five of them, right? The one in the North Pacific is the biggest, but we estimate that there is one in all the five main oceanic basins. And those are really symbols of you know, what the impact our society can have on the natural environment in general. And so plastic floating in the middle of the ocean like this can have like several adverse effects on marine life. First, like large pieces of plastic, like we found a lot of nets and ropes, and so there's a risk for entanglement, for any sort of, you know, macro life, you know, whether it's whales or dolphins or sea turtles. But then there's also what we find is, you know, this plastic degrades over time, right? And it breaks down into tiny little microplastics. And those things are very dangerous because they basically look like food. And so fishes are basically eating this plastic. Then plastic enters the food chain and, has like effect on the whole ecosystem, basically.
Now, obviously, this system one is going to be out there over that patch. You're going to assess it over the next little bit. When you roll out the full-blown solution, how much garbage is that anticipated to then collect? If this one's going to do 50%, what's the whole system going to do?
Well, I mean, we're working towards having a fleet, right? So basically having the 60 system deployed in the area. We're hoping like half of that patch, that's about 40,000 tons that we'd like to bring back to shore, basically.
And how long is it estimated that it's going to take to do all of this?
Well, the problem is like, you know, like the 51st persons are much easier to collect than the other 50%, right? So we're hoping like that's, you know, one of the goal we have here at the Ocean Cleanup is that we're not a company, right? We're a project. And so our end goal is by 2040, trying to reduce and help reducing plastic pollution in the ocean by 90% of the current level, basically.
Now, I mean, obviously, reducing ocean plastic by 90% is a huge deal, but it's not the source of the problem. How do you deal with the source of the problem?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we need to work towards, you know, reducing the use of plastic. There's a lot of plastic that we use on a daily basis that is, you know, not necessary, I think. And so, obviously, when we make our calculations, we look at, you know, scenarios of, you know, if we were actually to stop the sources, and that's definitely like priority number one. We need to like make, you know, progress in that side. And that's a role for like, you know, multi-level, like it's a role for like nations, different countries need to start working together. It's a role for, it's a responsibility for corporations, it's a responsibility for citizens. And so we have to work towards a way of like stop putting plastic into the ocean because it doesn't belong there and clean up the legacy of the 60 years of plastic that's been accumulated since we introduced plastic into our societies.
Incredible. Lauren, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, man. Really excited about the project and really excited to follow along with you guys.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.